A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samande UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been looking at the dimensions of power. We've seen how important power is in our journey this year, 2024 and beyond. Power is central. Power is important. It is the person with power that is in charge in life and in destiny. We have also seen on this program that the spiritual controls the physical. So it takes a man who is able to generate power in the spiritual to control happenings in the physical. And may you be that man who generates power in the spiritual to be in charge in the physical. We started looking at these dimensions of power. And we consider the first one as the power to stand. You must be able to stand on your feet, to stand spiritually, to stand mentally, emotionally, and to stand financially. That is the number one dimension of power. Number two is the power to be in charge. Of course, the ability to stand takes you or keeps you or puts you in charge. You are never and can never be in charge until you are able to stand. And so being in charge is another dimension of power. Power to be in charge. And that's why Jesus promised to give you power so you can tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemies. The third dimension of power that we saw yesterday is the power for impact. God wants you to impact your world positively. There is something God has given to you that He needs you to offer your generation. And like Peter said in Acts chapter 3 and in verse number 6, silver or gold I do not have, but such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. I don't have silver. I don't have gold. But I have something to offer my generation. So what do you have to offer your generation? That is the power for impact. That is what makes you a man of impact. Let's continue from this point this morning. The fourth dimension of power is the power for profit. God wants you to record profit in all that you do. As a matter of fact, God decides to teach you to make profit. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 48, verse number 17, the Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go." God is the one who teaches us to profit. And so there is a power that comes on a man to record profit in life and in destiny. Dear listener, you must understand this. It is not every man who does business that prospers in business. It is not every man who is involved in a trade that prospers or profits in that trade. Not every trader profits. There is a power to make a man profit. There is a power for profit. And this power, the one that does not add any sorrow, is a power that comes from God that enables you to record profit in whatever you do, that makes you prosper in whatever you do. In Psalm chapter 1, verse number 3, the Bible says, "It shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." The power to profit, the power to prosper. This was the same power that was upon Joseph in Genesis chapter number 39, verse number 2, verse number 3. He was a prosperous man in the house of his master, Potiphar. Joseph prospered as a maid, houseboy in Potiphar's house. He prospered because upon him he carried the power for profit. In the same vein, when he found himself in prison, in the same Genesis chapter 39 and in verse number 21 and 22, the Bible says God was with Joseph and he was a prosperous man. He prospered even in prison because the power to profit was operating upon him. The power to profit was upon Jacob in the house of Laban. That when he wanted to go, Laban said, "I have learned by experience that God has prospered me since your coming. It is your presence in me, in my business, that has prospered my business." When a man who carries the power for profit enters into a business, that business prospers. The other way around, a man who carries the unction of failure, when he enters a prospering business, that business begins to fail. My prayer is that a man with the aura of failure will not join your business. The man with the aura of failure will not join your ministry. Rather, it is the man with the aura of success and prosperity and profit that God will add to you with your own aura of profit and prosperity, so that there will be explosion of results and profit and prosperity in all that you do. May God teach your hand to profit in the precious name of Jesus. The next dimension of power, number 5, is the power to subdue the enemies in the way. The power to subdue the enemies in the way. In the book of Ezra, chapter number 8, verses 21 and 22, the Bible says, "Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God, to seek of him a right way for us, and for our little ones, and for all our substance. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him." And so we fasted, verse 23, and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. Dear listener, you must understand that the journey of every year and the road is strewed with evil, and there are challenges, there are enemies, there are ambushes of the enemy along the way. There are junctions where the enemy hides, aiming to attack, aiming to strike. The journey, there is no journey of any life or any year that is smooth, that is devoid of evil or challenges. There are ambushes of the enemies everywhere in the journey. There are satanic landmines and there are pitfalls along the path. But you need the power of God to enable you to overcome these enemies in the way, to subdue them and to defeat them. There are enemies in the way. There were enemies in the way of Ezra and the children of Israel, but they prayed and they received the power to overcome the enemies in the way. That's one of the benefits of fasting, one of the benefits of praying. You are endued with the power of God to overcome the enemies in the way, to overcome the challenges in the way. Dear listener, the point is clear. There are enemies in the way. Some of them will camouflage as your friends. Some of them will be near around you. Some of them will penetrate to you. They will infiltrate your rank. But they are enemies pretending to be friends. And some of them will shoot arrows. Some of them are like snipers. They will be at different locations that you are not even aware of, and they'll be shooting arrows. But if you receive this power to overcome the enemies in the way, you may not know where they are located, but because there is a power to overcome the enemies in the way, God, and God is the one fighting your battles for you, he will undertake for you, and he will defeat these foes that are hiding at different corners and that are laying ambushes against your life and against your destiny. And the Lord will cause you to overcome them, to subdue them, and he will give you the victory. May God give you the victory over the enemies in the way. May you subdue them totally, and may you get to the place that God has destined for your life in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers and say, "Father, empower me to profit. Let me prosper in all that I do this year and beyond, in the name of Jesus." Lift your voice and pray. Father, I pray that, Lord, you will give me the power to profit. Teach my hands to profit and let me prosper in all that I do, in the precious name of Jesus. That nothing will fail in my hands this year. That everything I lay my hands upon to do will prosper, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I'd like you to begin to receive the power now to subdue the enemies in the way and to destroy every satanic ambush on your path to destiny. Father, I receive the power to overcome the enemies in the way and to totally destroy all satanic ambushes on my path to destiny. I pray, dear Father, receiving from you the power to subdue the enemies in the way, to overcome the enemies in the way, and to totally destroy all satanic ambushes on my path to destiny in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray violently this time and say, let every power lying in wait for me at the junctions of destiny this year 2024, let them be consumed by fire. Let any power laying ambush for me at any junction in this year 2024 be consumed by fire. Lift your voice and pray. And Father, I pray that any power and every power that may be laying ambush for me at any junction this year 2024, let them be consumed by fire. In the name of Jesus, let the enemies be consumed. Let them be roasted by your fire. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to begin to pray now and begin to confess and declare your profitability this year. I declare that I am profitable this year. My business is profitable. My life is profitable. My ventures produce results. Everything I do produce results this year. Nothing fails in my hands. Nothing fails around me. My hands have been taught to profit. God has taught my hands to profit. Everything I lay my hands upon to do will produce results. The enemies on my path to destiny are totally subdued. I overcome them. Satanic ambush against me on the path to destiny is totally destroyed. All ambushes of the enemy are destroyed in the name of Jesus. I overcome satanic landmines on my path to destiny. I escape satanic landmines. I escape every plot of the enemy, and I arrive at my destination by the power of the living God. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for day 19 of our 30 days of power tonight, 9 p.m. on my YouTube and Facebook channel. The handle is at Yemi Grace Man. It is day 19 of 30 days of power. Don't miss it. Tomorrow is Sunday. I invite you to join us at the Light Cathedral for a glorious service, 8 a.m. It promises to be explosive, and the Lord will bless you as you attend. It's going to be a communion service, and we are receiving strength, power, and strength for 2024. Don't miss it, and the Lord bless you as you attend. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Do not hesitate to forward this message.